In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
Proverbs chapter 7, chapter 4, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 to 7. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Daniel chapter 2, verse 3. Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Can we read together? One, two, three. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 24, 3 to 7. Proverbs 24, 3 to 7. Are you there? One, two, go. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. By thy knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. Go ahead. And in a multitude of counselors, there is it. That's somewhere we saw. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth. Wisdom is too high for a fool. May you not be a fool. In Jesus' name. Jump to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. 3, 5. Leave that one. Leave it. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Let me be fast. Let's leave that trust in the Lord. We're coming back there. One, two, go. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. Read part A again. And they that be wise shall shine as a brightness. Mark chapter 6, verse 2. Thank you for your patience to read with me. Mark chapter 6 and verse number 2. One, two, go. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence is this man distressed? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hand? The people are saying, mighty works or great works are products of wisdom. What wisdom is this that is given to him, that mighty works are done by his hand? This morning, this family testimony service, I'd like to preach a message titled Manifestations of Foolishness. You may think I'm abusing you, but please, I am not abusing you. But we want to unveil foolishness this morning. So, in case you see yourself in the picture, I am not, it's not you, and I'm not abusing you, it's the Holy Spirit. In case you see yourself in the, you want to unveil, you know what it means to unveil a thing. You want to unveil a fool. You want to unveil foolishness or the fool. We are building the fool. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, speak to us yourself. And we are here to learn. The Bible tells us that all scripture is given by the inspiration of the living God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We ask this morning that through your word, you will correct us. You will rebuke and reprove us. You will instruct us. You will challenge us. Father, I ask that you will put the words on this lips of mine. Let me speak only your word. Let me have none of my own. Your word. And let your word find an entrance into everyone's heart. Thank you. I confess I am not sufficient of myself. My sufficiency is of you, the living God. Lord, you make me able minister of the New Testament. Make me able to deliver your word with accuracy and precision to the truth of the glory of your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And the people of God shall say, amen. All right, that clapping is not loud enough. Maybe because I hope you are not feeling in advance that you will abuse me. No, I'm not abusing anybody. A very major tool to thrive in life, to thrive in marriage, to thrive in business, to thrive in any aspect of life, the major tool to thrive is wisdom. So don't forget Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. If you see any life that is doing well, you see any marriage that is doing well, you see any business that is running well, wisdom is behind it. Wisdom is the principal. Wisdom is key. It is a major tool to drive. Wisdom is an indispensable requirement to build. If you must build anything, you need wisdom. You need wisdom to drive. Anything that is succeeded behind it is wisdom. If you must build anything, wisdom is needed to build. That Proverbs chapter 24, in verse number 4, verse 4, Proverbs 24, the Bible says, by knowledge, verse 3 says, through wisdom is an house builded. And I have told you, your life is a building. Your children are buildings. Your son is a building. You are building. Your marriage is a building. Your business is a building. Many of us are building four different things, many different things. Building a life, building a career, building a marriage, building a home, building a ministry, building children. We are building. And the people say, school wisdom is an house builded. So this thing is a builder. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. Proverbs 14, verse 1. Every wise woman builds. She builds her own house. Every wise woman, every wise person is a builder. When you see a marriage, a home that is working, things are working, then you must know, take knowledge, or take notice that the woman of that house is a wise one. When you see any marriage that is not working, any home that is breaking has broken, then you must take notice and know that the woman of that house is not of the stock of the wise. Wisdom. Every house, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4 says, is built by some man. But he that builds all things is God. So the builder must be a wise man. Wisdom. Wisdom. Arise and shine. In other words, arise and thrive. When you see shine, you see me strive. To thrive is to shine, to excel, to do well, to prosper, to be fruitful, to make it. So we shine by wisdom. And that's why Daniel chapter 12, verse 8, and verse 3 says it so simply. That wisdom is what makes a man's face to shine. But he that be wise shall shine. So those who are not wise means, therefore, that they shall not shine. If you are shining, it means you are wise. If you are not shining, it means you are not wise. And if a man is not wise, what is he? Let me say another. You are what? Say another. Thou sayest he is a fool. You never succeed until you attain to wisdom. No man succeeds at anything until he attains to wisdom. Wisdom. Many lives, marriages, businesses, destinies are cut short for lack of wisdom. You saw that planet. That doctor turned the white paper. His life was cut short, cut down. Glory cut down. He said, I was stripped. I'll be stripped of my glory. And Mr. D said, you invited me. You got the invitation. Whenever you have invited the enemy into your life today, we are chasing him out. I thought your amen would be louder. Yes, I invited you. But not anymore. So we draw that invitation. So go. Get out. I see a student that is succeeding in his wisdom. When you see a student that is feeling, it is foolishness. Anything you see what? So marriages, lives, destinies, businesses are cut short by foolishness. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17. I mean, look at what the scripture says. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 17. Be not overmuch wicked. Don't be too wicked. That doesn't mean to be wicked small. May not be very foolish. Why should you stand that way before thy time? So wickedness and foolishness kills a man before his time. Foolishness. Cut a man's life short. Foolishness. Is it not foolishness? They say, if you drink, don't drive. If you drive, don't drink. And this man went to drink. And he claims, don't worry. When you got the motive, won't come. He saw today, is it not foolishness? And he's drunk. And he's not driving. That is foolishness by excellence. I have told you the case of one police officer who came to our house. He was a family friend. And he was always drinking. He went up for an operation and he was drunk. So he carried gun and he was drunk. In his drunken state, they recovered stolen vehicle. But, you know, drunk. So he brought the vehicle to our house. Police officer. He parked it in the middle of the road. Police officer. And he came out. My mother is here this morning. My mother was standing here. The police officer walked through the long corridor facing her face with the steam out. Mommy, I'm going to be walking here. She's ready. My sister was washing screen. And they were grinding pepper. Everyone did it. And he put his hand into the mortar. What would you have here? The one they were still pounding, Oh, he took his own. And then they did it. And then he took me. They were washing it. And yeah. Drunk. So they were not passed behind. They were not hungry. So. You're not going to be sad. Because everyone that you're about to you want money. You know, a drunk man, only you want money. So eventually he came out. And he entered the car. The key. He couldn't put it to the grill. Drunkenness. You know, alcohol affects your mental capacity. your ability to think. Alcohol and pride. Come on, young man. Pride will not make you think. Alcohol will not make you think. It will suspend your thinking. You behave irrationally. You couldn't put it so high. Because you say, baby, I'm about to take the key and put it. You say, Daddy, what's your loop? And then, oh, the way he would have, I began to say, hey, can you move on? Yeah, I didn't know how to drive then. I was a teenager. Maybe I should use a full kit because I wasn't expecting him to get to. He got to. So it is not today. So what is that? What is this? John came down and he was driving and he saw two men coming. He said, you're okay. And he landed back with two bikes. And then he was a trailer. Landed in the hospital. He didn't die. He didn't die. But he was hospitalized for almost a year. One Christmas, very painful Christmas period, New Year, looking at 2020, looking at the next year. The boy drank and drove this salmon express road and crashed on the Liverpool and died on the spot, bringing his family into. So, foolishness cuts a man's life short. Don't be a fool. Tell yourself, I won't be a fool. If I'm not a fool, I'm not a fool. So I'm not a fool. Say that I'm not a fool. In the name of Jesus. All right. Listen, I hope you are noting what I'm saying. It is easier to be a fool than to be a wise person. Did you hear that? What did I say? It is easier to be a fool than to be a wise person. Why? Foolishness finds its way into our every man's heart from childhood and grows with us if not driven out. What did I say? What I was saying, it is easier to be a fool than to be wise. You know, foolishness has to find his way into every man's heart from childhood and grows with us, if not cast out, if not driven out, or just strike it out. Foolishness. That's what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 15. Proverbs 22:15. Hear what the Bible says. Foolishness is found in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from you. And since there is none of us who was never a child, you were once a child, and there was foolishness in your heart. I was once a child. Foolishness was in my heart. Foolishness is found in the heart of the child. But the Bible says the rod of correction will drive it out. And if your own foolishness from childhood was not driven out, you remain a fool in adulthood. So the reason why we have many fools today, we have husbands who are fools, we have wives who are fools, the reason why we have business people who are fools, we have leaders who are fools, followers who are fools, was because the foolishness in them from childhood was not driven out. You spear the rod, you complete that spirit. My son was behaving very naughty, and then I needed to beat him. So I brought that skill, and I gave him the Bible, open the Bible to Proverbs about 15 verse 2. I said, read it aloud. Foolishness is found in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction. I said, can you please interpret it to me? She said, I think what I do because of Christian practice in my life. That's when you have to speak to my people, I said, God, let's give you an opportunity. Your sister, your sister had to be in the system. You tried, yes, but your sister is there. This one I don't beat yourself. This one I don't beat yourself. This one you are doing, but see, parent, Jesse, mother, Jesse, you ruin your life of that child. The child you don't train today will become, or you don't train, will become a monster you can't tame. Train him, so you don't need to tame him tomorrow. He will beat you. If he will not die, he will beat you. That's what the Bible says. Beat him, he will not die. He will not die. He will run him. Beat him. My father beat my sister, the one that I followed. That one is a drama expert. My father was beating and said, hey, my father, 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 my father said, my dear, my own, so do I that? After that, I didn't even talk to that. So I want to come and announce my dad will help me. I'm thinking it. You see, it is easier to be a fool than to be what? Now, because foolishness to suffer is what? It's in us from childhood. So if nothing is done to drive it out, you remain a fool in adulthood. But to be wise requires work, and that's why only a few are wise. Those who are willing to work, those who are willing to do something, are the ones who are wise. You have to ask for wisdom. The Bible says, please find that Bible, wisdom is a principle, so you have to get it. Wisdom is not innate in you. Foolishness is innate in you. Wisdom is for foolishness is innate in you, and in your mind. But for wisdom, you have to go after it. That's why they forget Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is a blessing for them, therefore, get wisdom. Get it. Don't forget, it is this wisdom that will need to build your life, build your marriage, build your children, build your business, build your career, build your ministry. Everything is built by wisdom, built by wisdom. May the Lord give you wisdom. May you not be a fool. In the name of Jesus. Someone say louder, amen. So you must ask for wisdom. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask from God. You have to associate with the wise if you want to be wise. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20. He that walks with the wise shall be a wise man, but the companion of fools shall be destroyed. And if you want to be wise, you have to read. You have to study books and study the Bible. Listen to the Bible. I have told you, make sure you read a chapter of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes and Sons of Solomon, one chapter, at least one chapter every day. Give yourself a dose of wisdom every day. Start from chapter one. One chapter one day. 31 days, you finish it. Every day that has 13 days, you read two one day, so you finish it. You just have to be wise. You have to do something to be wise. To be a fool happens naturally. Happens by itself. Just don't do anything. But to be wise, you have to work. Now, God's wisdom and foolishness are abstract. That they are little. We can't touch them. We can't touch. We can't say this. Touch wisdom like this. We can't handle foolishness. Foolishness is not tangible. Is that what, are you following me? Wisdom is not tangible. You can't hold it. But you can see the manifestations. The manifestations of wisdom or foolishness. And that's what you want to look at. The wisdom, foolishness is not. You know what the right thing from this place. You may see someone who is good looking. Beautiful babe. Handsome guy. And you may see foolishness. Foolishness. Foolishness in a nice place. You know, fellas, animal, they wear a dada. Animal, they need to tie you. Animal, they wear a suit. So, foolish people that wear a nice place. which is very expensive cologne, when they pass to smell the cologne, but don't be deceived. Don't fall for that. Don't fall for nice clothing, nice style, nice food. Don't fall for that beautiful bit. You look at her. Oh, but you, love that. But you, but don't fall for that. Who among us don't look? Even pastors look. Everybody is attracted to beautiful things and beautiful people. That's the truth. So if they don't look at you, the end of the day, okay, that's all. The advantage. They have to look at you. When my daughter first told me she was 7 feet, that one time was stopping me. You know, I'm very close with my girls, my boys. So, what do you expect a father? How do you expect a father to be when your teenage girl is telling you one boy is, you know, is his sword in my girlfriend? Then I plan it back. He said, that will work. That you are beautiful. So, yeah, if you don't need to go look at you to be a problem for me and your mom. And then, I said, well, I thank God for the life because I know you. I know how to be out of it. So, how do you want me? So, we got talking to God. And, you know, for me to say, how did you behave that the man is looking at you? You are not alright. Are you following me? I'm well. For foolishness, nobody writes it on the face. In fact, somebody is so beautiful, people that are the most foolish people. You see one handsome, good looking, dancing guy is struggling to have that feeling in the cheapest of the foolish. The cheap food. Would you be awarded? So it is abstract. And don't forget, foolishness cannot be. In Proverbs 14:1, the Bible says in part A, the wise man builds her own house. But in part B, it says, be foolish. She tears her own down. Foolishness. It is a very, very good thing. Again, I pray you won't be a fool. Now, what are the manifestations of foolishness? I may not be able to mention all. I have 10. But I have 18 minutes plus including time. So every number I am able to mention. Number one, I know you will say this one is not me. The fool says there is no God. Psalm 14, verse 1. The fool has said in his heart that there is no God. How can you say there is no God? Look at the decisions of the universe, the decisions of the creations of God, the stars, the moon, everything that God has created. Psalm 19, verse 1, verse 2. The heavens declare the glory of the Lord, and the firmament shall forth his handiwork. How can you see the handiwork of God by this precise thing? The earth is rotating, and it is not shaking. Only for Dawano. The heart is protected and it has not thrown us away. But the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. The man who has not acknowledged God in his life is a fool. God is the source of all things. He's the source of wisdom and he's the source of all things. So you must know God. David was advising his son in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse number 8. Look at what David said, 1 Chronicles 29, verse 8. David said, look at Vanessa from verse 7. Verse 9, beg your pardon, verse 9. Verse 9, thank you. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. Then he speaking to his son, he said, "And you, Solomon, my son, let me read the next sentence. One, two, go. Know thou the God? You must know this God. You must know this God. The God of your father, you must know for yourself, by yourself. Know him. Know him personally." So that was in chapter 9, verse 5. When God, Jesus, met with Saul on the way to Damascus, he said, "Who are thou? Who are you, Lord?" So you must not do so personally. That is the beginning of wisdom. But the fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." And thou, my son, know that the God of your father. Manifestation of fullness. If you have any friend that says, "I saw God," maybe I start drinking. No God, that's a fool. Number two. Now let's begin to bring it home. The fool is right in his own hands. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15. The fool is always right. He is right in his own eyes. The word of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that acteth unto counsel is wise. The way of a fool. So have you ever wondered the reasoning of some people? Have you ever seen adults that you look at the way they reason, you look at the way they behave, and you begin, right? The way of a fool is right in his own eyes. He is always right. Young man, you are married, but you are always right. You are a fool. Young woman, you are always right. You are a fool. As a matter of fact, you rubbish in that papa. You pride in it. You take pride in the fact that your husband is the one that's always begging you, always apologizing. When you even know that you are wrong, right? No other will work for you. It's a capital F, capital O, capital O, capital O. Yes. The way you are a fool, let's do it this way. He said, "No, it's this way we must do it." I cannot remember what we wanted to do many years ago. Maybe we just moved into this place a year or two after we went to do. I was having a meeting with all the pastors. For your information, I don't impose anything on my pastors. I don't say that the Lord needs to. Even when God is leading me, I subject it to this talk, right, so that it should be our thing. Not my thing. Are you following me? But of course, I know how to, if I don't see what God wants me to do about it. So, I wanted to ask you to do something one way, and almost all the pastors wanted us to do it the other way. I said, "Hey, just say, I don't know, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's okay." So, we began to do that because I'm here still. If I'm insisting on my own, my boss is a deficit. So, when I tried that way, it didn't work. I didn't come. I will be a fool to that. I said, "You must have fallen." No. So when are you following? You cannot always be right. You cannot. You are a human being. You are a husband. You have never said sorry to your wife. How can I say sorry? You are always right. Yes, sir. You have never said sorry to your husband. The man or woman, husband or wife, who thinks or claims to be always right. You see, so you cannot be right all the time. You cannot. And one of the things you must deal with is making excuses. You have to deal with making excuses. Then you say, "You are wrong." No. And don't forget, foolishness are found or is found in the heart of the child. My son, when he was, I think, 3 years old, demonstrated foolishness. And that foolishness is acceptable for the child. But what if an adult behaves the way he behaves, the way he... You know, I told you the story before. I put on my bookshelf the bottle of Coke, and I put it there. And of course, my son has been warned. That is his own weakness. Drink. It's not food, it's not meat, it's drink. So, put it there. I have told you the way I was drinking half a bowl, and then he carried it to the second of Jesus, and he dropped it. And then he went to drink that half. Then he found it. I closed it while I'm moving. So I put Coke, and he told my son, and he began to drink it. He drank it. So when I saw it, I called him, I said, why are you doing it? Then he said, you're a small boy. He was not going to get it. I said, for you, I'm sorry. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. He said, but I have told you never to take anything that I've come to give it to you. How's it going? He said, I'm sorry. This is the thing. Then my son went to the case with me. Then he said, instead of me to put it up here, you don't put it here. In your own case, instead of you to put it on the shelf, you put it here. So it was my fault. That is what excuses are do. What excuses do. It's simply so like free. Don't make excuses. So you cannot. Number three, manifestation of foolishness. The fool does not accept correction. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 10. Thank you. Proverbs 17, verse 10. The fool, he does not accept correction. Listen to this. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than an unrespite into a fool. If you like, give a fool to tomorrow. Correction, what is a reproof? Webster dictionary defines it as criticism or rebuke for a fault. Criticism or rebuke for a fault. If you are rebuked or criticized for a fault, and then you reverse it, let's see. Let's see, the big one. Oscar defines it as the expression of blame or disapproval. If you are blamed, I express my disapproval of what you have done, and you refuse it, you reject it, let's see. A man had a problem with his wife, and the issue was brought to my notice. And then the wife came to report. And Baba Molani said, and it was just to the fair of the Amigo, it's whoever reports a case that wants case to be settled. So the wife reported to me. So I told her, please tell your husband to see me, let's see what's up. And then she got home and told her husband, that's all I want to see. You know what the husband said? Say, Pastor, don't die me. Pastor wants to see me. Say, as he come. What right has he got to invite me to call me? See what to do me. No, don't die me. So, come on, come on, you know why? I want to tell Pastor me. I sat down with a young man who had issues with our husband. My wife was with me, and this lady came, and my house, in my study, many years ago, I had not said that was a Saturday. I was listening for 5 hours, because I was going to start talking to her. But the reason why I spent that long was because the husband met her in my office. So, what I was telling you, not everything beautiful is beautiful. The husband met her in my office. So, as I would have told you, you know, when you see any girl with a passport, you know, have you respected that? So, home, when the sister talking with the neighbor. Now, when you get back home, take care of them. That's the time to be together and left. Then, the husband called me. And said, so, you think I'll do that for you? So, I was happy. You know, the computer that I was there, but it must be known, don't be annoying. Not to be scared, you know what I mean? I was proud. I was taking the glory. The new one who I sent to come and get me. So, you know, my baby. And the guy said, you see, don't have asked her to come and beg me. Hey, that man, you want to me. She just got to him and said, well, you want to be Proverbs chapter 29 verse 1. That will amount to million you. Proverbs 29 verse 1. That be not fully proved. I do not his neck. Shall certainly be destroyed. And that without remedy. You have Yoruba Bible. Media, you have Yoruba Bible. Let me say, Baba, see. Kabanka, Yoruba. Mo ma fọ mo awon kan o ma yaga nija nija no ha ti baba ti de eka to wa ke mi ti baba wi de e mi ni kan ti po ti se lo ani so du ta ani so du ta haleluya e ba ta e ba go eni ti aba mba wi eni ti aba mba wi Don't worry. Manifestation of a fool. A fool easily gets or shows anger. He easily gets angry. Easily shows anger. So, Proverbs chapter 12. Verse 16. We will read four different times. We will read the King James Version. We will read Message Translation. We will read NIV and NLT. Look at what the Bible says. King James says, "The fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame." Message Translation. Thank you. Fools have short fuses. Is romantic a blow. And it's blown all too quickly. He expresses his anger. His anger, he expresses his short. The fuse is short, the wire cuts is in. Boom! It blows. The fools have short fuses, and that's the worst thing to do. And the strokes are too quickly. The prudent quietly shrugs off things. So even when the prudent is sorted, it shrugs it off. Look at NIV. Quickly. The fool shows his annoyance at once. But a prudent man overlooks himself, overlooks himself. And that's it. Don't show your thank you. The fool is quick to talk. But a wise person stays calm. When he said, These are the things that build a life, build a destiny, build a marriage, build a home. You want to build your marriage, and you are not, you get angry very quickly, and you have now been known. An angry person, your fist grows too easily all the time. answer. Number five. A fool says it all and lasts for time. Whoever says it all is a fool. Proverbs 29:11. Proverbs 17:28. Proverbs 29:11. Thank you. A fool uttereth all his against what he doeth in the name of our blood. But a wise man keepeth his eating afterward. A fool uttereth all his mind. Even a fool. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Shut your lips. I told you the story of Russia, of Kontrantirami in Russia. He was a unionist. I mean, many protests, just like a civil rights activist. I said there was a protest against the Tsar of Russia. There was a protest. And he was apprehended, tried, and sentenced to death by hanging. I mean, the Tsar was excited to kill his enemy. So the day of execution, as the noose was upon his neck, the trap cord was open, and he dangled, then the rope cut, and he fell to the ground. In Russia, there was a convention. When you execute a prisoner like that, and the rope cut, they consider it an act of providence, and then the man is supposed to be killed. So you don't kill him again. So, a soldier took the report of the failed execution to the Tsar, and then got it. Sir! And put pardon that as the execution was going on, the rope cut and Kontrantirami escaped. So he signed the pardon, sir. And the king, the Tsar, proceeded to sign. Then he stopped. What did he say after this miracle happened? Sir! He said, my people, can you see me? People in Russia, they cannot meet. So the Tsar said, he told the pardon. He said, let's move him wrong. Execute him. One or one of them, I think of it. We put him out. Let him be for rope. And then he was done. This time the rope is not cut. And he died. And that's the time. You don't know you are as powerful as the silence you can maintain. Don't say it all. You talk too much, particularly younger. You are the one that knows how to talk. You are just talking and beating, beating, like a snake. Even a fool, if he keeps quiet, is considered wise because you don't even know what to say his mind. But don't say fool. When you open your mouth, we know who you are. When you open your mouth, we know. Number six, very similar to that one, I won't talk much on that. A fool is esteemed with words. He speaks too much, and he's quick to talk. He's one in the answer, the question he has, he's giving us another phone call. But he's done, I don't think so. It's a fool. Number seven. A fool despises instruction. Proverbs 15:5, message translation. A fool despises instruction. Number eight. A fool is medicine. He's a medicine in time. Proverbs 20:3. He made his authority open, no longer see, but then his authority open. Don't put your mouth into what this God does not concern you. Go your go. Go your go. Let me tell you about this. Go your go. Must you put mouth? Must you talk your mouth? You are just talking. You are just shouting, you are putting your mouth. Have you been invited? You are made to some. Made to some. Or to your friend, don't matter, see me. If only a fool don't start. Only a fool don't start. Please don't meddle in a matter that does not concern you. Don't talk about what you don't know. Only a fool talks about what he does not understand or what he does not know. And you see lots of them on social media, on Twitter, when they start running their mouth and commenting on what they don't know. You see things here. I think it was a few years back. Some of my sons here were very angry. You know why they were angry? One man went to social media and then said on social media, on Twitter, that I was in a church in about a poor lighthouse. The pastor of the church, young man, that pastor didn't have any other message that time, and I guess he prayed just a comment about how the Fulanese were kidnapping and attacking. So that was a comment, and then I raised the prayer. So he said on social media that the pastor had no message. The only message he was teaching, he was not talking against the Fulani, talking against the Fulani. I don't know what the message was about. It was just like being abusive Fulanese and throughout the message. But I was like, what kind of a talk is this? Of course, I was like, you remember, have you ever seen me spend 10 minutes abusive Fulanese? I just said, hey, you put out there the team. Then, that's not the problem. You know what the problem is? Another person commented, I used to know that man when he was living. He used to be a very powerful man of God. You see how the life people came, you know, when the people and they started abusing. What he did not know, that's a fool. Or not you okay at what you don't even know about, you are commenting. Spreading, commenting on the life and spreading the life. You are a very big one. Number nine, we make it, we are making it. Number nine, the fool is not interested in understanding the superior point of view, but in expressing his own opinion. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 2. The fool is not interested in the superior point of view. You don't have to listen to me. Anytime you are talking with someone or you have a conversation and there is someone who lets other people talk, you are the only one dominating discussion and argument, you won't let them hear you. You just need to. So if you are the one, there's a superior argument. The fool has no delight in understanding, but that is hard to be discovered. You must hear my opinion. You must, I must hear my mind. Yes, sir. That's a fool. They don't have to hear your opinion. That's a fool. Yes, everybody has the right to his own opinion. But don't dominate argument. Allow others to talk. Allow others to talk. Some people think by shouting, they are winning argument by shouting. When I shout, when I raise my voice and I don't allow them to talk, then I have won. No. You have just shown us the picture of who you are. If I keep quiet, I just allow you to allow it to pass. Because, you know, there is no point arguing with you. Abema, don't be foolish. Finally, the fool spends it all. The fool spends all he has. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20. The fool spends all he has. There is treasure to be desired, and honor in the dwelling of the wise. But your foolish man spendeth it up, like most political leaders in Africa. Africa is bedeviled by fools in political office. Fools in office. Treasures in Nigeria. Treasures in Ghana. Treasures in Gabon. In Congo. Treasures! But we are fools who have spent them. Just spent them there. When there is nothing to spend again, let's borrow the spend. Let's leave those political fools. Let's come to fools at home. spirit. Because the money that entered your hand is too small, that it has another distributor. If you can't save for that 30,000, I can guarantee to you when 300,000 enters, you won't save. And I can tell you that 50 million comes, you won't save if you have not learned the culture of giving God your tithe and giving to your future 20% of whatever comes into you, save it. If you have not learned that culture, excuse me, you are he buys for snow, see now. She buys for import. It is selling salt. A beautiful separate thing, Jerry Jerry Boy. Beautiful separate thing. That's for the piece of land he has. You see, Mr. Man. The house he has built, you see, Mr. Man. Keep something back from whatever comes into your hand. If you have not started, start saving. Save from whatever money enters your hand. Keep something back. Keep something back. Keep something back and keep money back. You see, like I think, great things, great projects, we do things because we keep money, we don't spend it all. I don't like spending money. If you want to do something, then we do. If there's any project we do, okay, I'm sure you are aware that the church, we bought the property in the local room, that is our church property, because we're keeping money, when the opportunity came, some people want to say, Pastor Matt is possible, I think he has okay, this opportunity for the local church. And why not? How much is it? Then, 16 million, 2.5, yeah, about. And what we thought that we were able to save from our mega Titan offering, we were able to see about 6 million or 5. Then I also went to my own, I was saving money for my son's master's program. I promised myself if we give him, he would be his master's abroad. So I was, and I think that, we were one of them. So the wisdom that I have, keep saving, started keeping money back. I went to eat somewhere, they gave me very fat on the window, £5,000 sterling. Are you buying that 5,000 was just about 2.7 million? You know, I just said 5. You know, you know, ever see. So that money I was saving, I thought you need it now. So I called Pastor Paul, not Pastor Matthew. I want to borrow church. It was 5 or 6 million. So come one, Mama Dapa down. He said, no, it's not a donation, it's not a seat. I'm not there to school. So I gave it to the church. So he bought the property. And the church, when my son was going to school, he told me, I don't know. And I collected. Thank you, Jesus. Now, save. Some of you opportunities will come. Somebody is tapping. And people want to destroy. Somebody is relocating. And people want to dispose the car. So they don't need to be on the agenda for the public. And you don't know how much is the car now is about 1% or 2 million. I don't think you have to make money. And you have not saved 50,000. You are not coming to the US. And you will continue to contest an opportunity. So instead of buying traveling, and this is a little car, you want to just leave it. And you say, see, you know, it's really good to be as a spend for half a million naira. Then the question that you ask is, how much do you now have? Yeah, yes, sir. You know how the country is, so what do you need to put here? Nigga, let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus. Because you have been a fool all these years. Fool misses the opportunities. If your home will be sweet, if your life will prosper, if you will thrive, then make up your mind. I won't be a fool. A fool gets easily distracted. A fool is not focused. A fool is not focused. A fool is not for learning assimilation. You find you assimilation is the number of people. Or you say, basically, anybody that is lazy, you say, anybody that is not happy, is a fool. Anybody that is not eating, is a fool. Bad and bad. Now you have the picture, manifestation of foolishness, of bringing the fool. Where have you been a fool? Where? In what area? In what aspect? Don't forget, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. As we all bow our head this morning, you are here, you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have not accepted him and you want to be born again, you want to accept Jesus as your Lord. Wherever you are seated, lift up your right hand. Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to acknowledge there is God. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to accept him as Lord. If that is you, lift up your right hand. I want to pray with you.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samonda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.